Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Hour 2 of the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Maurice Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 14th day of October, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Today is open line / caller's choice. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll talk about anything that you want to, really. Right now, we are speaking with Pat in Fort Worth on line 9. Hopefully, we got a better connection. Good morning, Pat. Can you hear us?
Hi, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, yes, much better.
I've been there because of the first public callers. I think we're wrong to have a live and let live on the early 1980s. All right, Pat, I'm going to ask you to do something for me if you can hear me.
Can you call back? We're having real problems. The phone went messing up again. If you could hang up and call back, we will get to you, I promise.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Bye. Right,
thank you, ma'am. Okay, next, who do we got? I think we got Dan in Hawaii again, Lori.
Yes, we do. Good morning, Dan.
Hi. I hope I'm not breaking any rules by calling back.
You're not breaking any rules, buddy. I'll talk to a fellow submariner any day.
Yeah. I wanted to compliment you on that intro music. I think it's the best I've heard.
Well, there's a reason behind that. You know, Lori is fifth or sixth generation Floridian. I'm the seventh generation Floridian. So that ought to tell you whose side our family fought for.
Well, yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Would that be Stephen Foster? Was that Stephen Foster that wrote that?
No, actually, it was written by a Yankee, and I forgot his name. It was written about
by a Yankee.
15 years. Yeah, it was written about 10 or 15 years before the beginning of the War of Northern Aggression.
Wow.
And it was adopted by the Confederacy. Yeah, you wouldn't have thought so, would you? Yeah.
I wanted to share, thanks for the tip from, I think it was Michael, about Redmond salt.
Right.
Yeah, that's good information. Thank you.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I wanted to quickly share an antidote about something my father said once about L.A. and, California. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Now, he was 26 years L.A. Fire Department. He was an engineer. He drove a pump truck.
Right.
And he'd seen it all. He came home from a fire when I was a kid. He'd been burned behind his neck. The fire went up under the helmet and got him. He got home from the hospital. And I was sitting on the floor. He was watching TV, I think. And he turned on his light, and he looked right at me. And he said, "Son, you mark my words, someday the whole L.A. basin..."
All right, thank you. Hey, guys, sorry, I got knocked off the air there for a minute, but I'm back. What all did I miss, Dan? Hello?
Okay, so everybody back now?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yep.
We lost Dan?
Sorry, guys.
Oh, man.
Just having a little bit of issues today, but, you know, Dan, if you're listening, you're welcome to call back on, and we'll talk about, you know, anything you want to talk about. Same goes for
I wanted to hear the rest of the story. Okay, we've got Pat back. Okay. I don't know what line she's on, but go ahead and put her through, Ken.
Hi, can you hear me now? I like
yes,
lines.
Ma'am, we can.
Okay, well, I heard those guys say, y'all, in the caller, saying that you think it's live and let live with the homosexuals. Well, live, yeah, but, you know, you didn't use
right.
those words, but you know what I mean.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Well, I think you're wrong because we in America have free speech. We have free, we can vote, and we have God to protect us, okay? So
right.
I think we need to stand up for what he says about it. And most people don't know. They don't read that part of the Bible. I'm telling you, they don't. But it's there.
Well, you're correct.
Pardon?
I said you are quite correct.
A threat?
I said correct, right, affirmative.
Affirmative for what? I missed one word.
No, what I'm saying is what you are saying is very correct and proper.
Oh,
I agree
correct.
With you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm sorry. And in fact, I really do believe that California's on fire because of that. Now, I know that innocent people are there, but many people have been warned a lot about getting out of California. And
That's true.
Yeah. If you read the book of Jude, now, I don't claim to speak for God, okay? But if
right.
you read it, it sounds like homosexuals. It's just a one-page book right before Revelation. And it says there are clouds without water, and they creep into silly women's homes, and there are blemishes in your love beast. I'm not sure exactly what a love beast is, but their love is not your love. I mean, I know they can't love people, don't get me wrong. I think it's a mental illness myself, you know. And they don't, though. They claim they're born that way. So whatever they say, you know, if they say it's not, then it's their choice. That's the way I look
right.
at it. You know, you can't have it both ways. And
that's true.
A lot of them. I can't put them all in one class because, like I said, it's a lot of reasons and a lot of mental illness. But one thing, it was promoted by, I think, I hope I'm right on this because I didn't have time to look it up, but the thing called an overpopulation problem by Ehrlich back in the 70s or whatever, they promoted homosexuality because they're sure that God can't handle the earth and all the people on it. See?
Huh.
And that's what it all started with, just so we wouldn't have any babies. And it's all from the devil because he hates babies. He hates around abortion.
You're right.
They just hang around abortion places. They love it. They love stuff like
yeah.
that. So there's the whole problem there. One on the internet one time, he said, you people need to, he said, I'm not a homosexual anymore, I'm reformed. Well, they claim that can't happen. Of course, when somebody does, they really poo-poo him because they're scared it's true. Because they like what they're doing. He said, you need to admit that you have a spirit of lust. That's your biggest problem. And I know they don't all now. We have gay marriage. We are stuck one with the other, and that's the way we want it. But there's a book called Getting It Straight by Dobson. And that's why they hate Dobson so bad. They try to set office on fire. But if you read that book called Getting It Straight, it has a pendulum on the front, white book with pendulum on the front. You'll find out that scientifically, in scientific magazines, it's not working for them. And it's surely not working for us for allowing them to run us because God gave us power. And that's what Jesus died for, salvation and power, the Holy Ghost for power. And we're allowing them to go against God, really. And we're to blame. So when the judgment falls on a place that's, even if it's wicked judges, I know the people in California had that Proposition 8, they didn't even want gay marriage, okay? And it was overturned. They fought and overturned by wicked judges. And so there are a lot of people in California who are righteous people. You know, I'm not saying the whole state's in trouble, but when you let them run your state, you know, like your mayors, and same thing in Washington and Oregon, I mean, you could just watch the judgment. I do, or
wow.
Maybe if I'm busy, the Lord shows me. And prophets tell things, and they tell it before it's going to happen, as long as a year early. And still even tell you why, you know, but not always.
Right.
I think God wants us to figure out, what are we doing wrong here? When a hurricane sits over us for days and destroys us almost, and we all suffer. Every one of us suffered. All those people from Houston up here in Fort Worth, and the poor people can't find a place to live.
Right.
That they can afford.
Well, you know, I've been reading about that.
And even the governor's helping them, not us. Sorry, I haven't told him yet. I shouldn't talk about him. But really, we're all suffering from everything that happens in this country like that.
Well, you're correct.
It's not.
You are correct
on that. Mother Nature. When a hurricane sits over something for days, it inundates it. That's not natural.
I agree with you 1,000% on that one. I have never in my life, and I've been through, Lori and I have been through well over a dozen hurricanes. I have never life seen one sit someplace like that. Now, I've seen them do loops, you know, come in and go back out and come back in again.
Oh, yeah.
But
they claim, you know.
I have never seen one sit like that.
They claim that they're they do deny it on Wikipedia and things like that. But one happened like that in Florida one time when I was there. It went all over. I mean, I finally said, Lord, just if I can't get anybody to pray, and people were in churches, and I'd been knowing about it for months, and I told people, well, sister, you know, right? Nobody believed me. And so when it happened, you know, we were supposed to be like. The one that was destroyed overnight in the Bible, we were shaped just like that in Panama City. And that thing went straight toward us, and then it turned, and we went to Georgia, and it went up there. I said, oh, God, I'm not Jonah, please. And then it went back, and we went home, and it went down to Tampa, and it couldn't get in. I said, they can't get in there because that place is too righteous. They'll pray it out. And it couldn't get in. And now they've even lied about the one in Tampa. It didn't hardly do that much damage at all.
Right.
And it's true. It's a lot of prayer people down there. And so then it came back to us, just like I thought it was going to come. And it was like, it was moving 50 miles an hour over the water. And it was 150 miles an hour inside. And the mm-hmm. policemen are sitting up there saying, well, I guess in 1 hour we'll be dead. You know, I thought, man, you know, I got a phone, and I was calling back your cell phone day. And I was calling and everybody in the churches and telling them, you better pray, this thing's going to be bad. And they just didn't seem to, except one Arab Baptist. And he said, I believe you, sister. We could all go up in a chariot of fire. I got to know that guy. But the point was that I said, Lord, just make tomorrow like it was today. And it just did a total left-hand turn, and it started to go into Mobile. And I said, don't let it go into Mobile. They had enough. One of them washed people out of the third floor and were having parties. And it,
wow.
You know, you can buy beach property dirt cheap after that. And I said, don't let it go in there. It went in there, but it just slowed down. So people actually, when Jesus was on that ship, and they said, aren't you worried that you were going to die? And, well, I won't say much. I think he said, you little faith, and he said, peace be still to the wind. So if you believe it, you have the power. And that's, if you want to say that, you know, Harp or somebody else caused all that, you're taking all the way the glory from God.
Well, you're right.
Judgment is just to correct us and get us back to where we were, where we should be. And if you lose everything that you had and you change, you have saved your soul from hell. Really. And so I think judgment's good, but people don't want to hear that. And I do believe California is under judgment.
No, most people don't. You're right.
I believe they're under judgment.
You're correct.
And we all are, because there's one scripture that says, until the desert becomes a wilderness, and the wilderness becomes a forest, and the forest becomes a fruitful field, judgment will dwell in the land. So people just don't look for it. They don't ask God, what did I do wrong? Or what are we doing wrong? Or, you know, and he'll let you know. He'll let you know, or somebody, preacher or somebody will. So, yeah, you're right. Or whoever it was saying that they need to repent. And I think if they knew what they were doing to everybody around them, children, I mean, not molesting them, but little children are homeless now in Houston. And, you know, Houston is where the city council had, they had a gay mayor, a lesbian mayor, and she told the ministers, every sermon you have has to come through me for approval before you can preach it. Of course, they ignored that. But she got term limited out, thank you, Lord, for term limits one time. But next week, he appointed a gay, 40 people for gay rights. Oh, why do they get special rights? You know, they shouldn't have any more rights than anybody else, but they get special rights. And so he appointed all the people on the thing, and he's the one that kept them from leaving. They just should have made both of the highways going out of there, because we wanted to go there. The trains didn't even go there. And so, I'm near the train track, where it's really quiet for a long time. But, you know, he knew it until it was way too late. And they learned that once before. A hurricane was coming toward them, and they had everybody leaving. Well, I guess somebody prayed it away, and everybody's mad because they left. And I said, oh, your brother got washed away or blown away. We have to pay sometimes, and we could still, if you could learn things like survival with God, survival. They were warned. It's a prophet. They said who? Said Dar. And I just asked God, who's the prophet? I asked the internet, who's the prophet who warned them? Because the Bible says, surely the Lord will do nothing lest he warn his prophets first. But one time he said, my prophets are sleeping dogs that won't bark. So, you know, hopefully he found one at the bar. And so usually there is one. And the one at Haiti, it was a guy named Auer, Dr. David Auer, O-W-U-O-R. And he told him 44 days before that happened, you're going to have an earthquake, historical proportions, and I think that's the way it went. And he gave him 44 days, I think it was 2 days to Christmas.
We've got a hard break. We got to go to break. We thank you for your call. Hope you call back in again soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival. You're listening to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN, and it is caller's choice. So we'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about, whether it's any of the current events going on in the news or, you know, just anything that you'd like to speak about or get maybe throw a question out and see if you can get an opinion from someone else on it. Our number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443. We have talked about quite a few things today already. We've talked about the hurricanes. We've talked about the wildfires going on in California. We've talked about some crazy laws that some of these states have, you know. One of them being the worst state I could think of is California having some of the craziest laws on the books. I really don't see how people live in California unless they just like being told, you know, what they can and can't do in our free nation. I'm surprised they actually let the people in California speak out on things.
We're trying to shut that down too, Lori.
I know. I mean, what happened to free speech, you know?
I agree.
Just like I've said the last few weeks, these protesters that are going out and doing this damage and stuff, that's not showing that you're trying to make a point. You're just being destructive. But if you're going out and you're demonstrating peacefully to make a point on whatever subject it is that they're protesting about, you know, that's a way to get your point across. But when you start damaging property that belongs to the people, you know, local businesses and stuff, because a lot of the insurance don't cover, you know, the damages those people do. So those people are just out a lot of money.
No insurance covers civil unrest or acts of war.
Right.
Insurance covers that.
All the store owners are out just more money, and then they wonder why, you know, things cost so much because the store owners have to up their prices to cover their losses. And
or they just don't open back up at all.
Exactly. And then people complain because they don't have a certain shop where they can go and get certain things, you know?
Right.
So they've got really no one to blame but, you know, themselves. But as we've been finding out here a lot lately, a lot of these demonstrators are not even from that area. They've just been paid to go in and demonstrate. You know,
yeah,
whether they've
actually,
been...
it's, you know, talking about demonstrators being paid, I'm not cutting you off. I just wanted to throw this in here, Lori. You know, some of them are getting paid $150 a day, a six-hour day, plus room and board to show up and protest. You know, most of them don't even know why they're protesting, but they're getting that paycheck, and it's a daily paycheck from what I understand, not waiting a week. They pay them that night or day, whatever. So go ahead, Lori. I wasn't trying to cut you off. I just wanted to throw that out
there. That's fine. I mean... They're getting paid. The question is, are they being told to go in and be this destructive, or are they just told to go in and protest, you know?
If you listen to the undercover tapes from Antifa and all that, where reporters have gone in undercover, they not only are talking about destroying property, they're talking about corralling white people into areas where they can stab them or beat the hell out of them or shoot them. You know, no, this is all planned. They're being as violent as they're being paid to be.
I think the people that are paying them should suffer the consequences just like they would. I mean, it's no different than you breaking the law and you having an accomplice with you because your accomplice is charged the same as you are, you know?
Well, you got to remember the people paying for this are above the law. Specifically, George Soros is... non-government organizations, in other words, non-profits, that's who's paying for it. And people like George Soros are completely above the law. It's that simple. There will be no prosecution. He will not be charged with sedition, unfortunately. You know, he's just too powerful.
Well, that's sad to hear, that people actually think, and because they have more money or whatnot, that they're above the law. It's not right.
It's not right, but it's the truth, Lori.
Yeah, and it happens. And we all know it happens, you know. But, again, like you said, crazy.
Go ahead.
You know, we've covered a lot of things. I believe you mentioned earlier that, was it Yellowstone that's been having some tremors from earthquakes?
Yeah, it's like over 2,000 in a month in that area. They're not increasing in intensity. You know, most of these are stuff people can't even feel. And according to the talking head scientists, it's because magma is rising and, of course, splitting rocks and making stuff slide, which causes these little earthquakes. But like I said, it's not the intensity, it's the quantity that have got people concerned. Now, I'm not saying Yellowstone's going to erupt, you know, but I think things might get interesting. Okay, Lori, as far as I don't hear music, but I know it's time for our break. So, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 4 minutes, 800-313-9443.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And as that commercial just stated, you know, if you are listening to RBN and can help support RBN to keep our show on the air and other shows that you hear throughout the day, to get the real news and to find out what's going on, feel free to go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on your link to donate whatever you can. If you can do it on a monthly basis, great. If you can't, you know, one-time donations are great, too. We appreciate it. Honey, we were talking about the magma levels rising near Yellowstone.
Well, that's what they say is causing all the earthquakes. Now, I'm not a geologist. I don't know. But apparently that is the consensus, that rising magma levels, in other words, the magma rising up from the pools that are, you know, 10 or 20 kilometers, whatever it is, below, are causing these little earthquakes. And like I said, I don't know if it's true. I'm not a geologist. What I do know is it looks like things might get interesting. You know, there could be a very small eruption. There could be no eruption. There could be the full supervolcano eruption, which would totally destroy us here in Missouri. When I say destroy, I mean putting 3 or 4 inches of ash on the ground so we could never grow anything in our lifetime. You know, I'm not saying that's going to happen. But what I am saying is activity has picked up. And I find that interesting. What I almost find more interesting and more troubling is that island... La Palma, over in the Marianne, million, and I don't know. Anyway, those islands off the coast of Africa and Europe that are way close to them, Canary Islands, that's what I was thinking, Canary Islands, where everybody in Europe goes to vacation on. You know, there on La Palma, apparently there's been a upsurge in earthquakes. Now, that's no problem. The earthquakes are no problem for us. What the problem is if that peak of the volcano breaks off, like it's done apparently several times over the past 5 or 6 million years, and that hits the Atlantic Ocean, that is going to put a tidal wave or tsunami, whatever you want to call it, hitting our shores about 6 to 7 hours later. And they're talking a huge wall of water that will wash dozens of miles inland. And probably, you know, even with Florida, probably 20, 30 miles, maybe even 40 miles inland. And then to top that off, on Florida, that tsunami will wrap around Florida and also, you know, bounce up and hit the west coast from the Gulf, too. So Florida would be in real, real trouble, and it's absolutely not enough time to evacuate. You know, again, I'm not saying this is going to happen. All I'm saying is that earthquake activity has picked up there. I think the volcano is called El Hierro or something like that, H-I-R-O, I believe. You know, that is something to pay attention to. That's the way I'll put it. Something to pay attention to, not something to be afraid of. But, it definitely merits attention. So, you know, of course, if we find out something is happening or about to happen, we'll put out an alert, you know, from Rural Survival. And if anybody's interested in that, by the way, go to ruralsurvival.info, click on the red alert link on the top left of every page, and you can read all about how you can sign up for that. You know, right now we've got about 150 subscribers, I think. And when we know something is getting ready to happen or there's a great potential for it, we put out an alert. And this is also the same alert system John Moore uses for his information. But anyway, speaking of rural survival, folks, if you want a good reference site with all kinds of tips and tricks and general life hacks for the rural community, just go to ruralsurvival.info. The site is free. It has literally hundreds of free downloads. Hundreds of articles written by our contributors. And like I said, it's free. Take a look. It's not an entertainment site, but it's a good reference site. So anyway, those are 2 points I wanted to hit, Lori. What else are we looking at?
Well, I was just wondering what our listeners were thinking about. You know, it's been in the news that President Trump was kind of deciding whether or not to lift the nuclear sanctions against Iran. I was wondering if any of our listeners had
He did not certify them. In fact, he didn't decertify them the way I understand it, but he refused to recertify that agreement as of last night. That's the last I saw.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering what our listeners were, you know, what their opinions on the subject was. You know, do you think they should be lifted or not, or, you know. It's just
right.
Something I'd like to know. And right now we actually have a caller on the line. Hi, Mark. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi.
Good. Well, I wasn't calling about the Iran thing. I was calling about what he was talking about with Yellowstone and Canary Islands.
Okay.
Right. What I would suggest everybody might want to take a look at is two things. They're connected to each other, and they're connected to all these things with the earthquakes, volcanoes, and stuff, even the hurricanes.
Okay.
If you look at the hurricanes, the last time we had major hurricanes hit was about 11 years ago.
Correct.
And our sun goes through a cycle every 11 years. 11 years off,
that
11 years on, and that's a sunspot cycle. And we are headed into a low, what we call solar minimum. And we're actually headed into what we'd call a grand solar minimum. And if you look at the work of a gentleman, John Casey, he's written a couple books, and one was Cold Sun, one, I forget the name, oh, his most recent book was Upheaval. And he talks about how we are at least headed into what we'd call grand solar minimum that matches back in the early 1800s, the Dalton minimum.
Okay.
There are other people that think we're headed for much worse, maybe a Maunder minimum or even worse than that, more on the Russian side of the fence. And so I would suggest people look at a grand solar minimum and what that means, and we're already probably entered into it. And we're probably, it's probably going to, in the next 2 years, most of the people feel that we're going to see a lot more crop losses, even John Casey in the best scenario with just a Dalton minimum, which means we get off pretty easy. He projects we'd lose 30 to 50% of food production worldwide. That's kind of the best case scenario. It gets worse. We could be headed into not just a Dalton minimum or Maunder minimum or even a mini ice age. We could be headed into a full-blown ice age, which means we're sitting in about a 10 to 11,000 warm period that's ending. If that happens, there's some pretty good evidence for this over the last 400, 800,000 years that we go about 10, 11,000 years warm and about 100,000 years cold, frozen bowl of ice. And we could be headed into that right now. And there is also some evidence that suggests that you can go from being into kind of normal into a full-blown ice age or mini ice age fairly quickly in 3 years.
Yes.
So it's worth people looking at, you know, that. The second thing that goes along with a grand solar minimum would be a magnetic field reversal of the planet.
Right.
and also a reversal of the solar's of the sun's polarity sheet. So those two things in combination are just a magnetic reversal of the Earth. That would, those are tied also with ice ages and also with mass extinction events.
Right.
So,
well, Mark, if you remember, I'm sure you do, you seem to know quite a bit about this subject. You know, we look at Siberia where they're finding all these flash frozen animals,
mastodons,
you know, that still have green grass in their mouth. You know, that tells me whatever happens is very, very rapid. What do you think?
Well, yeah, they have evidence also through studying the lava flows, looking at the direction of the magnetics, because the lava cools and it locks the magnetics, and they also have, you can get it from ceramic pots, too, when they fire the pot. So there's different ways that they can tell that how the magnetic field change, and they believe that a magnetic field reversal can occur in the later stages. It goes for a long period of time, but in the final stages when it really collapses can go in days or weeks or months, not years or hundreds of years. Now, the problem that we have, people look, in March 2015, until about a year and a half later or so, our cosmic radiation, this was measured over, I believe, central or more towards California in the western United States, when our cosmic radiation increased about 13%.
Yes.
Incoming. A later one by the same group that was done more over the northeast part of the United States was 19%. And
right.
Scheduled to go up another 19%, according to some, this is even published in some of the aircraft journals, professional journals, another 19% in the next year or so. So we're looking at, you know, a 30 to 40% increase in cosmic radiation in, you know, 3 to 4 years.
Right.
That's a, that gives you an indicator right there.
That's dangerous.
Well, it also tells you how much the magnetic fields are weakening, because that's what causes it. So, now I would suggest one other thing, though, is when they look at the sunspots, and they look at those in terms of the cycles and the Maunder minimums, Dalton, all that, well, the issue is, it's not just sunspots, coronal holes also an yes. issue, and I think a lot of people miss that. You could have a weakening of magnetic field and all this, and no sunspots, but the coronal holes hit you, and they could also trigger something like EMPs, massive auroras, and things like that. So it doesn't take a sunspot or a flare. The coronal holes can do it too, and those are harder
that
to
is,
track.
I question whether or not the holes, as far as EMP, I kind of question whether or not the holes are more dangerous than the CMEs.
Could be, yeah, that could be true. And the problem with the coronal holes is I don't believe that there's any historical record. Even the historical record for the sunspots is not 100% accurate because, you know, back in 1610 or so when they first started measuring them, well, their telescopes weren't capable of seeing the smaller spots. So
that's true.
Our sunspot count we're seeing already right now might be at Maunder minimum levels. So most things, the evidence that I see say that we're dropping off faster, like on the solar irradiance and things like that, that we're dropping off faster than they expected. So things could go south pretty fast here. I mean, we could, you know,
well,
may
absolutely.
Not. So I would just suggest that people be aware and watch things like what you're saying on the Canary, Yellowstone, the Ring of Fire, all that, because
right.
the other thing that happens with these solar minimums is the earthquakes go off. John Casey points out, I haven't read his book, but I know what he's saying in it, Upheaval, I think is the name of the book, and he talks about the New Madrid, the Cascadia subduction zone on the northwest coast of the United States, California, and I think
right.
South Carolina somewhere as being hot spots. And
well, South Carolina is a hot spot as well as New Madrid.
Yeah.
Not trying to correct you, Mark, but it's not New Madrid, it's New Madrid.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
You know what you're talking about, though, absolutely.
Yeah, so those are things for people, you know, to be aware of. And they'll affect our weather, they'll affect the hurricanes, they'll affect, the oceans are probably heating up quite a bit right now. The other one for to watch is anything that's coming out of Antarctica. There's a lot of information that's not coming out, but it looks like there's an awful lot of volcanic activity down there in Antarctica right now.
Well, not only that, when you look at the U.S. Navy's global satellite thing, I forgot what it's called, but anyway, it's full color and all. You can actually, in several slides from 2 weeks ago, you can actually see waves, going through the atmosphere from Antarctica towards South America and North America. I mean, it's obviously a man-created thing. You know, it's just lines of waves. Otherwise, there was a computer glitch, one or the other.
Yeah. Well, it all connects in, too. On the other side of the fence is I talked with some of the, for years, talked with some of the Hopi elders down in Arizona.
Okay.
And they describe what they said all these things years ago, what was coming.
Oh, yeah.
And the way they describe it is they said that there was these two guys at the poles, and they said that when mankind, you know, gets out of whack and isn't, you know, following the rules of the Creator, and, you know, Creator says, well, let go a little bit, and then our weather starts to go awry and all that's a warning sign.
Right.
And if we don't pay attention, if we don't listen, they say Creator tells those two guys at the poles to let go completely. Well, that would be akin a way of saying maybe a magnetic field collapse. And a magnetic
right.
field collapse precedes a reversal, and that means there is no protection. All the shields are down. All the radiation comes in, and you're in serious trouble. That's a reset.
Yeah. You know? Time to become nocturnal, obviously.
So, and that's, you know, it's based up, and they say that, you know, they describe what happened last time, and they say that the people were given message that they were to follow a star fire during the night, and during the day it would be a cloud. They are to follow this until it stops. Then when it stops, they stop. And, of course, they went and told their neighbors this, right? And their neighbors said, we're not going anywhere, you know. You're a nutcase.
Right.
And so some of them left.
All right. Well, Mark, thank you for your call, buddy. We've got a hard break, and our final caller is going to be Mike in Kentucky. We'll be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and we have time for our last caller, who is Mike in Kentucky on line 3. Mike, are you there, hon?
Hey, yeah, and, you know, this guy kind of got on a topic I've looked at for, I don't know, most of the last 10 years, and it's funny when you try to talk to scientific types about it. The upper atmosphere is sometimes called the ignorosphere because science kind of ignores that realm, and you know, the upper stratosphere, thermosphere, and on up with in the realm of weird lightning phenomenons like the mega lightning that struck the shuttle that broke up over Texas, and they finally released the image of that after several years, I think. But the neat thing to point out to people that try to say, "Well, NASA ruled that wasn't the what did it." The plasma trail gets brighter after that corkscrew mega mega lightning hits the left wing of the shuttle,
right,
which is where the foam hit. Well, there's several articles in recent years you can kind of piece together what that guy was talking about. The Earth's magnetic Gauss field has been reported to have gone down over the course of the space age or longer by maybe up to 50%, you know, going back to the late 1890s, I think. And then that combination with the decrease in the sun's, what is it called, the thermosphere of the sun, and our solar system has spiraled into these cosmic rays. So being nocturnal at night is not going to help you. It's a lot of the background radiation will be coming in from deep space. So you can't just be nocturnal.
Oh,
one of the humorous things that you might consider is that if you've ever seen the movie Idiocracy, metal-sided homes with metal roofs, the trailer park trash might be more likely to survive and have offspring because they're going to be in a shielded environment. You know, if you live in an old trailer, and if you're smart enough, you can run a ground wire, maybe ground a thing, and kind of create yourself a little Faraday cage that will help to improve your shielding from these cosmic rays. But, you know, if you look at the story in Noah, you know, there was a firmament. The atmosphere is obviously thicker and could have held a lot more water, and that would give a lot of shielding from this type of radiation. And we're not in the same age or world as the Bible talks about.
But I absolutely agree with you.
Conditions were different. There's scientists that have looked at the pterodactyl and said, hey, this thing couldn't fly in 14 pounds per square inch. Knowing what we know about bone density, wing design, and the aerodynamics and the weight of a pterodactyl, there's no way it could fly unless it was probably closer to 28 pounds per square inch. Increases the dissolved oxygen, decreases the amount of cosmic rays coming in and messing with your genetics, and you've got, that explains how you could have huge size insects like dragonflies with 2-foot wingspans. So we don't live on the same planet. It's going to be rough if this happens.
Well, buddy, I appreciate your call. Give us a call back next week. We are out of time, folks.
Thanks.
Thanks, Mike.
Sure. All right, folks. Same time, same channel next week. Have yourself a very safe and fun weekend. And God bless America. Bye-bye.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.